this is Bea.
And this is Jack.
And you're listening to Convos at Home.
A space for conversations
best shared at home. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Convos at Home. Yay! Convos at Home, where we learn a lot of things from you and me and our amazing guests.
In fact, sobrang dami ko natutunan past few episodes.
Uh-huh,
right?
Talaga?
How to save up.
Oh.
What your love language is.
Yan.
Diba? What else? You definitely have been learning a lot of Tagalog.
Yes.
On this,
alam mo, alam
on this
ko
podcast,
na, alam ko
right?
na yung pornada. Wow!
But you know
are
what?
You guys proud?
Yeah, and you know, today, sobrang mas marami tayong matututunan.
Mm-hmm. So if you guys are wondering, hey, my name is Bea Benedicto. You guys can call me Bea B.
Hey, and I'm Jack too. You can call me Broski. There
Yan.
You go.
Okay, ang question ko para sa inyo, are you feeling the heat of summer? Hindi naman halata, naka-leather jacket ako today. But we are feeling it. You know, sobrang init ngayon, grabe.
Sobrang init pero naka-leather jacket
siyempre,
ka.
Siyempre.
Tapos naka-long sleeves ako.
For
eh.
the fashion.
But you know, we've been researching on how to beat the heat.
Mm-hmm. Keep
and,
cool.
Yeah, yeah. And there are a lot of tips. And you know what? Nahanap ko siya because I've been using PLDT Wi-Fi.
Ayong.
And you know, specifically, PLDT Home Fiber Only All 1799.
Get better connectivity with PLDT Home Fiber Only All 1799. Have everything you need now in one upgrade.
Enjoy unlimited internet speeds of up to 200 Mbps that comes with a special entertainment bundle plus more exciting promos and giveaways monthly.
Visit pldthome.com/fiber-upgrade for more details.
Yon. But you know, actually, just a question. Since we're on the topic of like learning, diba, you still remember who your favorite teacher or your professor is?
Favorite? As in yung totoong favorite?
Oh,
or
totoong
yung
favorite.
Medyo nakakatakot na favorite?
Meron bang nakakatakot na favorite?
Naalala mo ba yun? Guys, when we were in college, we decided to do like a minor in philosophy, like additional minor because we wanted to be lawyers. Obviously, natuloy si Jack. Ako hindi na. But we took a minor and we had this really scary prof there for our philo in film.
Do you want me to name him?
No, please! Wag!
Every time may oral exam si Bea,
oh
nanginginig
my gosh.
Siya. Nanginginig talaga siya.
I cannot! Bakit ba tayo nag-minor doon?
But
ikaw, sino favorite mo?
Ikaw.
Ako, your favorite teacher in life. Yes!
Diba? Pwede, diba?
Oh. Okay, tama na nga yan. Let's hear it from our netizens naman of the internet. These are the things that caught our attention. So let's kick things off with Netizen Says.
Let's go to post number one from Puting Rice.
Wow, we love diba? White rice.
Pag
Sorry, I just had to say it.
I don't know, is it white rice or brown rice?
They're the same. You know, I think for me, same banana.
I think a lot of people will disagree. Pero go, pag umaga, mainit. Tapos pag gabi naman, I miss you.
Wow! Biglang ganun.
Landi ng kanin na to.
Sticky. Okay, eto. Second post from… Oh, sabi ni Precious Paula Nicole. Sali ako at Beanie_PH at itong video niya for the Pantropico Challenge.
Do you know the dance steps?
Gosh, I am not a dancer. But we can try.
Yeah, because you know what? Like when the pandemic started and everyone was just online posting dance moves, diba? All their dance routines.
Bakit mo ako binubuking?
Hindi kasi… Parang yung mga pinagawa niya sa akin dati. Parang, aralin natin to. Tapos sobrang di ko magawa yung mga dance.
Oh.
Pero anyway, let's go to post number three from Ashfall.
Ashfall.
Class suspension and PH because of unbearable heat. Mm. First time in my life hearing that as a reason for class suspension.
Oh. Well, I think it's very valid naman.
Actually, nainggit ako.
Yeah.
Kasi nung nagkatrabaho kami. Mainit din naman sa office. Pero hindi ko may pinauwi.
Wala.
Di ba? Hindi ko may pinauwi.
Pero office naman yun.
Di, actually, kahit nga bumabag. Parang na-miss mo ko nasa school ka.
Ganun talaga. Diba? When you're an adult, they think you're unbreakable.
Di, parang minsan bumabag yun na.
Oo.
Parang hindi ka pa rin pinapauwi.
No.
Sige, hintay ako ng suspension from HR pero wala.
But good on these kids. I think it's very valid, especially with our weather now. It does get very bad. So guys, don't forget to drink your water, okay? Keep hydrated.
Pero you know what? Let's now go to the real deal. Our episode today is about mastering the different learning styles.
Wow. That could Bakit help naging parang ano?
Not just parents and students. I feel so…
Naging parang kung fu
parang
tayo dito.
Parang Confucius type ano, di ba?
Oh my gosh! Di ba nag-Chinese filo tayo? Bouncing ball in the sunshine. Okay, anyway,
you're
guys.
You're giving it away. But you know, there's a lot to talk about. A lot to unpack. But that will benefit not just, you know, students, not just teachers, not everyone, but like even including adults.
Yes, I'm sure. So our guest for today is a pre-med graduate from the Ateneo de Manila University who found her vocation in public school teaching. She was named as one of the outstanding women in the nation's service for her dedication in educating children, empowering teachers, and contributing to reforms in the Philippine education system.
Damn, dami niyang ginawa. No?
I know, right?
So I was just like listening to the intro and I was like, wow.
Napapaganito ka talaga.
Let's all welcome Teacher Sab Ongkiko. Round of applause! Diba? Grabe.
Hello.
Kamusta?
Hi, Bea. Hi, Jack.
Hello, Teacher Sab!
Down from the hill. Diba?
Talagang pag-Ateneo, kailangan sabihin yun.
Oh, what would you prefer?
Well,
men and women for others.
Yes.
Oh, diba?
Oh, magis.
Magis. Phrases natin.
Diba? Did you write like that thing on top of your exams, like AMDG, or is that just for…
I think you did?
Yes.
Oh, I did not. So, okay, hindi ako nag-AMDG sa papel ko. But anyway…
Kamusta? How is your day? How is your week?
How is my year so far?
All na.
Well, 2024, nag-start naman siya ng okay. Parang I think it's a process of healing for me. Healing! Hindi kasi 2023, maraming loved ones na namatay.
Oh.
Right.
So, yung mga malalapit kong, may mga close friends ako and mentors.
Sorry to hear
that. So, 2024, at least medyo nag-recover tayo. Marami tayong natutunan. Uh-huh. Which, diba? Yun yung topic natin ngayon, learning. So, yes, 2024, I think will be a year of learning for me.
Learning and growing.
Daming puns, ah. You're a teacher. This is a year of learning. Diba?
Kailangan connected.
Ang seryoso na nga lang sagot eh, babe.
I know. But you know what? Like, it's not typical to hear, right?
Yeah.
You graduated from Ateneo and then you moved on to teaching in a public school. Nothing wrong with that. But like, how do you end up there?
Yeah, what's the story?
Yeah.
Well, after college, back in…
Last year, older.
But after graduation, kasi I went to do volunteer work. So right. JVP, Jesuit Volunteers Philippines. So for those who are interested to do volunteer work, they're accepting applications. Open na yung applications for Jesuit Volunteers Philippines.
Oh, you did? Didn't you want to do that before? Yeah. For real.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So I got assigned sa Iloilo for one year. Tapos did community organizing, youth organizing. Tapos na-assign ako sa education, NGO.
Okay.
So pre-med nga ako, bio major. And then parang pagbalik ko, hindi ako nakabayad ng confirmation ko sa UST.
To go to med school
dapat. And then, so I waited. Sabi ko, sige, mag-Ateneo med school na lang ako kasi magbubukas pa lang nun yung Ateneo med school.
Yeah.
And then my mentor, I was working at the Ateneo sa OSA, sa Office of Student Activities, tinawagan ako ng mentor ko and then she said, alam mo, you might be interested to go into teaching. Tapos sabi ko, pero ma'am, you know naman na I want to be a doctor,
right,
diba?
Yeah.
Bakit mo ako in-invite dito? Tapos sabi lang niya na, because I think you'll be a good teacher. And because she first believed, ayun, 14 years na. Mag-15 years na ako this June sa public school.
Yay! Wow. Round of applause naman!
That is crazy.
Yun yung short gist of the story. Kasi mahaba yung story.
That's cool. Yeah. So, but did you, like, along the way, because I suppose you took up bio, di ba? So there was an intention really to pursue medicine,
med,
right? So like somewhere along the way, did you ever think like, am I in the right place, or like is this what is for me?
Parang well, you have kasi ano yan eh, 'di ba? Ang totoo daw na discernment, namimili ka between two good options. Mm-hmm. So ano yung kung hindi ako mag-med, education. Mm. Parehong good options yun. So ang sabi ng spiritual director ko noon before, just think of three things. Ano ba yung passion mo? And when we say passion, hindi lang to yung hilig ha. Uh-huh. Pero ano yung life-giving for you? Yung pag ginagawa mo, kahit mahirap, gusto mo pa rin gawin. Nakakabuhay siya for you. So that's passion. And then I realized, oh, passion ko talaga being with kids. As in, kahit gaano kapagod, pag kasama ko yung kids, buhay ako. Wow. Hindi ko na napapansin na may sakit ako, o hindi ko napapansin yung oras, ganyan. And then yung pangalawa sabi niya, think of your skills. Kasi hindi pwedeng passion lang, di ba?
Right.
Kailangan i-contribute mo yung skill mo. So, saan ka magaling? So, nung college ako, nag-volunteer na akong magturo sa mga public school students dun sa Alain Ignacio. There's an organization in Ateneo called ANI, Alain Ignacio. So, parang napapansin ko, natututo yung mga bata. So, nagugulat din ako. I can be good at this. Ah. And then, na-awardan ako ng favorite teacher, mga ganyan.
That's
sabi
cool.
ko, okay, it's something I can work on.
Yeah.
And then third, sabi niya, ano yung pangangailangan ng mundo na hindi mo matatalikuran? Yung parang tinatawag ka talaga, parang may sakit sa puso mo pag nakikita mo yung problemang ito. Tapos na-realize ko, grabe, education yun for me. Yung bakit, halimbawa tayo, nakapag-aral tayo sa Ateneo, pero maraming hindi kaya makakuha ng good education. Mm-hmm. Bakit? Diba? Mm-hmm. Kung ang education ay isang right, mm-hmm. bakit mahirap siyang makuha ng mga Pilipino. So parang ako, ang sakit nun. So pag nag-combine daw yung passion, skill, and need, yung intersection nun, that's your vocation. And so I realized, it's not medicine, it's really teaching.
You found that when you were in college,
After volunteer work, yes.
Ah.
You know, it's crazy because when you were explaining it right now, I really felt like you were teaching me something.
Yeah.
So So it's that's also the reason why you chose public school teaching.
Dahil dun sa need. Mm-mm. Parang if you think about it, no. Do you know how many students are in the public schools all over the Philippines?
Take a guess. No idea.
Ano karami?
Millions?
Yes, pero mga
5? 10?
More.
100?
We have around 28 million students in the public schools.
Wow.
As in sa basic education. Meaning, kinder hanggang senior high school. Yung basic education. So, ibig sabihin, karamihan ng mga bata na Pilipino nasa public school. Ibig sabihin din, karamihan ng Pilipinong nakaka-interact natin around us.
Right.
Tumaan sa public school system.
Right, right.
So, if we make a difference in the public school system, you're going to make a difference, diba, in the lives of many Filipinos.
That is
yun cool. yung halaga bakit kailangan natin pagtuunan ng pansin ng public school.
Did that sort of move you?
I love that vocation.
Because you know what, that's a good, I mean this is sometimes some of the things we talk about, but like before she also parang said, what if I become a teacher?
Because
sometimes, you know, we would just reflect.
Of course.
Where we are now, what we're doing.
Yeah.
And then she was like, actually nga, before, parang pinag-isipan ko din yun eh.
Baka this podcast is a sign.
Baka this podcast is meant to teach.
Yeah. Or make you think.
Yeah, but because you remember that one, before, parang you joined that org.
Yeah, it was called Musmus, and it was for kids as well. And I remember my husband, well, he was not even my… Sige, you say what you want to say, sure.
Diba? So I joined the org, tapos sumali ka sa org na yun.
Oh, let's go with that. Oh, ganun na lang yung history natin.
Diba?
Actually, madami din kaming parang sabay mga NSTP natin.
Yeah.
Diba, we were teaching kids there.
When high school, diba, parang we had tunong-dunong. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
Sa Ateneo High.
Yeah.
Walang ganun sa Pavera.
Oh my gosh! Bakit ka ganyan?
No. But yun. Kaya nga, parang…
Yeah.
Diba, parang it's a… When you think about it, like what Sab said, is true. Kasi sometimes when they see or when these kids they come across what they feel like or what they perceive to be good teachers or you know, teachers that make an impact, parang tutuwa sila, naikinig sila. So parang actually kami nun, it was part of our curriculum, diba, in high school. Pero when we would go, parang ibang itsura nila, masaya sila. Diba?
Saka nakaka-influence talaga ng courses that you take, yung mga teachers, diba?
Yeah.
Halimbawa yung friend natin, si Matt, diba?
Oo,
talagang ginusto niyang magdoktor noon dahil may magaling siyang science teacher.
Nice. Oo, diba? Iba talaga yung impact.
Iba. Yeah. Iba talaga yung impact.
Iba talaga.
Ikaw, pero paano yung impact ng Philo sa'yo? Medyo intense yung impact ng Philo sa kanya.
Masyadong na-impact.
Oo, hindi niya natin nalang yung
natakot
school.
Natakot tuloy.
Pero like now, diba, parang people will always say there's kids have certain learning styles.
Oh, yeah.
I hear that a lot.
Right.
Especially now, a bunch of my friends have like children, di ba? Mm. Parang, ting learning style ng anak ko eh.
Ganyan.
I'm like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
Well, actually, yung pinakasimpleng definition ng learning style, it's your preferred way of learning. So, pwedeng, sabi nila, kung ginagawa mo daw yung learning style na to, mas effective daw matuto. Parang ganon. So, yun yung pinakasimpleng way to explain learning style.
And then, are there like technical learning styles? Or is it really more like sobrang subjective na, hindi, gusto kong matuto ng nakahiga? Or parang…
maraming theories ng learning style.
Right.
So, if you use your PLDT Wi-Fi to search and Google, marami kang mahanap na theories on learning styles. Pero yung pinaka-common na lagi nating naririnig, ito yung apat, yung visual, auditory, reading or writing, and then kinesthetic. So V-A-R-K, VARK.
Okay, VARK.
Uh-oh.
Kinesthetics? What's kinesthetics?
So kinesthetic is movement. So, so sabi nila, so umpisa natin kay, sige, dahil minensyon mo si kinesthetic.
Yeah, because it's the first time I haven't heard
yeah,
this. Parang, di ba, ito, yung pag ginagamit mo yung kamay mo, mas natututo ka daw.
Yun,
ikaw ba yung type, yung tendency mo ba ay kailangan kinakalikot mo yung isang bagay or kailangan gumagalaw ka para mas maalala mo, mas matutunan mo.
Kaya pala yun nung yung kinesthetic. School, you would hold my hand to learn.
What?
Di ba? In class, you say,
what?
Guys, huwag naman kayo mang-ingit.
Kaya pala ganun. Yun ba yun? Yun ba yun?
Hindi yata yun.
Hindi. Kailangan connected siya sa learning.
Ah, okay.
So, hindi sa lande. Iba yun. Iba yung learning versus lande.
Tinabihan niya kasi ako eh. Tinabihan niya. We were talking to Sab kanina. We met English Lit, which is like the first class you'll ever take in
parang
college.
Parang homeroom.
Parang, it's not homeroom. It's
it
English
feels like
Lit.
It. Yeah.
Yan. Tapos tinabihan niya ako.
Ano tinabihan ka?
Diba?
Sabi
tapos yun
ko
pala,
nga,
kinesthenics pa niya ako.
Kinesthenics ka?
Diba?
Kinesthenics parang… Okay, nilalanggam na ako dito, guys.
Okay. Yung totoo. So, kinesthenics.
Kinesthetic.
Kinesthetic.
Ah. Kinesthetic pala.
Kinesthetic. Sample of this would be like, parang molding stuff.
Doing experiments.
Ah, experiments.
Yes. Yun. Parang very practical. So, kunwari, if you wanna learn a practical thing, kailangan…
Gawin mo
siya eh, di ba? Hindi mo pwedeng panoorin lang, tapos
like,
alam mo na.
Like the science, parang let's say you put stuff in the Bunsen burner.
Yes. Oh. Or for kids, di ba, younger kids na para matuto sila, what is soft, you have to touch it.
I see.
So yung nararamdaman, gumagalaw yun. So yun yung kinesthetic.
Kinesthetic.
Pero hindi ko nagko-combine nga yung love language episode with the learning style episode.
Ang gulo nito.
Gulo in the story. Okay lang yan. Pero VARK is like the V
VARK.
Is visual. So I'm assuming
yes.
Visual.
Na you like, parang for you, mas gusto mo nakikita mo.
Okay.
So ito, mga pictures, images, you learn para sa'yo, you learn better when you see it, ganyan.
See.
Diba, demonstrations,
right.
Ganyan. Tapos yung auditory, which is, yes, listening. So pag nakikinig ka sa lecture, okay yun, or podcast, diba?
Natututo
ka na, ganyan.
Right.
Tapos yung reading, writing, minsan yung mga, may ibang tao daw, na mas natututo sila kapag kailangan nilang basahin. Yung parang, hindi, wag muna sabi, ibabasahin ko muna. Or mag-notes muna ako sa writing.
Hey,
diba?
That's you.
Ganyan.
Yeah, that's me. Okay.
How does, do people even know their preferred learning style?
If you, kayo, sige, pag-isipan nyo, anong tendency mo? mas san ka ba nag-lean towards? Are you more visual, auditory?
Siguro, kinesthetic.
Kinesthetic.
I kid. No,
as a lawyer, kinesthetic.
No, I diba?
Oh, ano?
Paano mo? Paano memorize yung okay, case
article
number.
I don't know. Okay. I think mine is auditory.
Probably sa'yo auditory. Yeah. He kind of just picks up on things, he hears them, tas naalala niya na yun.
Mm. Actually, parang no, you were just saying it kanina, but to me, it's an actual real life experience daily. Kasi like, I listen to podcasts like when I'm driving. And then parang I'm like, oh, did you know that? Ganun, ginagano siya sa after. So baka nga auditory yung akin.
Probably.
I don't need to look at something to try and absorb it. Yours would probably…
I feel like mine would be like a mix of a lot of things. Because honestly…
Ikaw na.
Oh, wow. Kasi pag practical, kunyari… you have to learn an exercise. I feel like I need to try it and then you tell me if it's correct. And then if it's correct, then great. But if it's wrong, and that I use my form ko. Ganun.
Actually, good points yung sinabi nyo. Kasi sa totoo lang, parang hindi naman talaga pwede mong ikahon yung mga tao sa learning styles.
Okay, okay.
So meron talagang like actual exam you can take to learn, to know what your learning style is. But, that's not how the brain works. So, tama kayo pareho. Like, for example, you were mentioning kanina na si Jack lawyer siya eh. Mm-hmm. So, mas madalas niyang gamitin yung, halimbawa, reading, di ba?
Yeah.
O kaya,
yeah.
Because you were always listening to podcasts in car drives, mas nagli-lean towards that ka.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that's your only way of learning. Okay. So, same with Bea, di ba? Sabi niya kanina na, parang it's a mix of different things. Kasi, depende rin sa subject matter. So if it's more practical, kuwari, you're learning how to play a guitar, you can't just use visual or auditory. You have to use a different kinesthetic din yun, auditory din yun, visual din yun, kasi kailangan makita. So it's actually a mix of different learning styles. So ang ganda nung points nyo.
That's interesting. Because like, growing up, I don't feel as if like my parents took an effort. I mean, like, I'm happy with that education they were able to provide for me. Pero yung, I never felt that they tried to analyze what the best learning style is for me.
Di yata uso yun nung time na.
Is it
before
something that's being more explored now by young, parang younger parents or parents in this generation? Or
actually, medyo matagal na rin to na lumabas. But I don't think kasi ganun siya ka pinag-uusapan.
Yeah.
Mas pinag-uusapan siya sa education space. Actually, a lot of teachers believe that we have to cater to different learning styles, no?
Yeah.
So, in-observe din, may time na yun yung uso, parang buzzword tong learning styles, no? Na kailangan tignan ko kung majority ba ng learners ko ay visual.
Mm.
Yun. Pero again, may marami na rin nag-debunk ng theory na to, ng VARC.
Kasi
may tendency tayo magkahon na ay visual kasi ako, so pakita laging ganon.
Yeah.
So nahihinder mo na rin yung sarili mo to explore other learning styles, no? At even teachers, kasi depending sa subject matter, so science, alam ko na dapat medyo experiential yan, dapat visual. So meron ng parang multimodal way of learning na mix na siya. So, halimbawa, ako, ang bottom line lang, what's effective?
Mm-mm.
Ano ba yung magtuturo at ano yung magiging madali para sa bata makuha yung gusto mong ituro? Yun naman yung point.
Mm-mm. Is this connected? I'm not really familiar kasi with when people say Montessori way of learning. Is that just for toddlers ba? Or is that for everybody?
Well, the Montessori approach, it's a learning approach din. So, my whole philosophy of how they teach then. So, ang maganda sa Montessori kasi, they're teaching kids how to be independent learners. Ah. So,
what does that mean?
Na kaya mong matutong mag-isa. Ganyan.
So, nagbabasa sila on their own.
May schedule sila, tapos susundan lang yon. They can choose ano yung gagawin nila certain times.
Oh, yeah?
Oo, pero guided, ganyan.
Ah,
so,
guided.
Ano, free time?
Hindi naman siya sobrang free time, pero may guidance naman.
I'm
not as familiar with the Montessori education, pero yung mga pamangkin ko kasi, nagmo-Montessori. So, maganda din yung ano, maganda din yung ganun kasi they get to explore lang what they really, may autonomy yung kids, may voice sila dun sa learning. Yun yung at least nakita ko, no? So may iba-iba talagang ano, ways of teaching and learning.
So this is what they call the being progressive.
Yeah, so Montessori is part of the progressive, one of the progressive ideas of ano, the philosophy ng ano, ano.
Okay.
approach.
That's super different. Like ours was so
standard, I guess.
Not standard. I'm not sure standard's the word, but ours is really structured. Like, okay, here this is what you should do. The teacher will tell you. Ganito, ganito, ganito. Autonomy. I don't think we had autonomy.
Parang dinidictate lahat yung schedule, ano yung aralin.
Yeah. Diba? Even the time. The time when it starts.
Oh, then.
Oh, yeah. I was late a lot.
Wow. Yeah. Nice to know.
But it doesn't mean it's not effective. Kasi, diba? So, I mean, even naman siguro. So, it really depends on how you implement, no? Mm-mm. Teaching and learning.
But like, like you, for example, you let's say you teach, let's say, a group of 20, 30 students, and then you said nga that learning styles is a concept more applicable in the teaching space.
Mm-hmm.
If you have, like, let's say 30 students and you're trying to determine the learning styles, and some of them have different learning styles than others, how do you tackle a class then?
Yun, kaya nga, mahirap nga eh na hindi ka pwede mag-focus sa isang learning style lang.
Mm-hmm.
So ang point ay, ako bilang teacher, iniisip ko, how do I activate their brains? Diba? How will my teaching be effective given na diverse sila?
Mm-hmm.
So meron namang tinatawag na may ginagawa yung mga teachers na ida-diversify nila yung activities nila.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, one group can halimbawa reporting, 'di ba, pinagre-report tayo sa school.
Mm-hmm.
One group can do a song about earthquakes. And then the other one can write a poem about earthquakes. The other one, so may ganon, differentiated learning yung tawag doon. But ako, what I subscribe to parang is what I call whole brain teaching.
Okay,
kasi halimbawa, yung brain mo, 'di ba, meron naman talagang visual area ng brain mo, may auditory, lahat yan nandyan.
Okay.
So the question is, how do you activate all of those para nagla-light up siya? Kasi the more active your brain is, the more you learn.
Mm-mm.
So yun yung lagi kong, at sobrang nerd ko kasi nga bio major ako. So favorite ko talaga neuroscience. Parang inaaral ko na, okay, how will I use my, what I learned in biology to and apply it? So lagi akong evidence-based. I read research on cognitive science, and neuroscience, and then sige, let's do it in class. So talaga yung mga strategies ko, ano yan, backed by research by experience now. So medyo ano, medyo isang malaking experiment din yung aking class.
That's really cool.
Well, what are the typical activities you make your students do?
Songs like a about earthquakes.
Well, ano, pag whole brain kasi, what you do, di ba, lagi siyang may, so you teach muna, tapos you make sure they're in chunks. So ang sa brain research, huwag mong kailangan lahat tapusin mo yung buong lesson.
Okay.
Kasi diba ito yung traditional sa atin eh, yung common ay tatapusin lahat ng lesson about earthquakes, ganyan, yung buo. Pero sa whole brain teaching, i-chunk mo siya. I-cut mo siya into small bits.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi nakakahinga yung brain.
Okay.
So, eto munang section na ito yung tuturo mo. Tapos, kailangan tulungan ka nilang mag-isip ng actions.
Mm-hmm.
So, halimbawa, nung nagturo kami ng systems, okay, body systems.
Ah.
Tapos, tinuruan ko sila ng arteries and veins.
Okay.
Diba? Because you're teaching science.
Nagtuturo talaga ako ng science. So, hindi ko muna tatapusin yung buong blood vessels. Breakdown ko muna, anong ginagawa ng artery?
Mm-hmm.
So, pag natapos na namin turo yung artery, mag-iisip sila ng action. So, ang artery is the blood vessel that leads the blood away from the heart. Away.
Okay.
Yun lang lagi. So, kahit saan mo makita yung artery, laging palayo yung daan nun sa puso. So, sabi namin, okay, kung away, anong action nun? So, letter A, so sign language, letter A, and then naisip nung kids, ma'am, edi from the heart, tas away from the heart. So uh-uh. sabihin nila, artery, away from the heart. Ganon. Tapos veins daw, back to the heart. Pero para lang maalala, back to the heart. So, iniisip namin, ano yung connection? Kailangan gumawa ka ng connection. So dahil naintindihan na nila from the diagrams, kailangan nilang gumawa ng action. So, anong nangyayari? Na-activate yung visual because they see it.
Yeah.
Na-activate yung because they hear it, they have to speak aloud while they're doing the actions. So, kinesthetic, visual, auditory, tapos nagsasalita pa sila.
So, you combined everything?
I combined everything. Tapos, walang space yung kid na mangulit kasi their hands are being used for learning.
Wow.
And then afterwards, I make them talk to each other. So, what I call teach okay. So, turuan nga kayo ano yung artery, ano yung vein. So, kailangan magawa niya yung actions, tas mabalik mo yung actions sa akin. So, we are accountable sa learning ng bawat isa. Tapos, kasi ang tawag doon, retrieval practice. It's also research-based. Na if you're able to say or if you're able to recall and explain what you've learned it talaga.
Yeah.
So retrieval, parang ganon, recall. So dahil na-explain niya sa isa, ano yung repetition yun, di ba? Mm. And then I make them write their own notes. Sulat mo sa notebook mo, ano yung artery? So away from the heart, veins, back to the heart, which is another form of retrieval practice.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ngayon, binubuo nila sa brain nila, how do I write this? So, alam mo, at the end of the lesson, they get it. And kahit matapos yung quarter, they will remember. Kasi may repetition ka, may understanding ka, na-activate mo yung brain, and then may recall. So by the time na mag-exam, alam nung kids.
You should have been my science teacher.
I
don't recall anything at all. I like artery away from the heart. I was like, what?
It's a good one. Meron akong pinuntahan na community, tapos may mga kids doon, nakalimutan nila yung left and right. Ano yung, lagi silang nalito, nasa yung left nyo, nasa yung right nyo? So sabi ko, okay, gumanito kayo.
Okay.
Ganyan. Nasaan yung proper, paano mo sinusulat yung L? Ito
L
ba?
Here.
Or ito?
L.
Ito.
Here.
So that's your left hand.
Para
maalala mo. Diba? Si Jack,
all these things are
clue siya. So, ganun. Parang that, help your brain. So it's not even visual lang. It's
that
not,
definitely was diba? Not the way so, we were taught.
Uh-oh.
Kasi I would have recalled, I guess, kung ganun, diba?
The
especially with like with
right.
sign and ano, you know how to do sign language.
May yung mga letters are important and that also teaches kids ano eh parang inclusion, di ba?
Right.
Na alam mo hindi lang Korean language yung interesting na aral.
Yeah.
You know, there's this thing called sign language and then they appreciate it. So they know a bit of sign language because of mga actions.
That's
like
cool.
That.
We did that in high school. I told you about this, di ba? Parang I'm not sure if this orgs yung tawag dun eh, but parang one of my orgs in high school was usap kamay, and then we did.
I think it's a sign language.
Yeah, sign language. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
It's a beautiful language.
Yeah. Diba? Oh.
Parang
ayaw niya maniwala.
I never believe stuff he says. You know, recently he told me na like badminton varsity siya. Tapos parang di ako makapaniwala. I had to ask his mother.
Ayaw niya maniwala.
Pero totoo daw.
Was he really part? She was. Yeah. Oo naman daw.
She doesn't believe anything I say. Parang pag may sinasabi ako from my high school, whatever.
Baka dapat yun yung next podcast episode niya. How to detect a lie.
Hindi siya naniniwala. Tapos parang may tinanong pa siya na teammate ko.
Yeah.
Hindi kami close yung teammate ko na yun. Tapos na-misspell niya yung nickname ko. So he's like, sabi niya parang, how could you misspell his nickname? You probably guys weren't teammates, di ba? So, yeah. But anyway, let's take a break from all of that because she doesn't believe me.
Okay.
Let's play a game called Like, Comment, or Share.
Ayan.
Paki-explain naman kay teacher Sab. Oh,
okay.
Explain mo kay teacher.
Oh no, we have to explain this visually. Visual, tingnan natin. So in this game, we'll show you a series of social media posts wherein you need to react. Parang social media lang din. With a like, comment, or share. You just choose one.
Mm.
And if you choose comment, of course, please let us know what your comment will be. Yun lang.
Okay.
Game. Okay. Wala naman siyang choice. Diba? Dito tayo okay. Post number one kay Marcus Gong.
Boom.
Understanding one's preferred learning style is crucial. Mm-hmm. It may not be the primary factor, but it greatly impacts effective learning. Learning through preferred modes, methods enhances comprehension and retention, making the educational journey smoother and more enjoyable.
Wow.
Yan.
Do we
anong,
give this?
Anong reaction natin dyan?
Comment.
Oh, comment.
Okay.
Ayun na, ayun na.
Anong comment natin?
Anong comment niya?
Bilang no, hindi, akin, hindi lang, siguro wag natin isipin yung learning style nga lang as visual, auditory, reading, kinesthetic, ganyan. But really, what's your preferred way of learning? So, ano ba yung effective para sa'yo? Kasi, hindi lang naman yan isang style.
Yeah,
diba?
Yeah.
So, ako, yun, tama naman siya that it impacts how you learn. It helps your comprehension and retention. So, katulad ng whole brain teaching, is a style of learning. Mm-hmm. So, ayun, parang, and also ako, read up on neuroscience and cognitive science. Parang sobrang interesting din niya.
Makinig kayo. She knows what she's talking about.
Yeah. love ko lang talaga yung brain. Oh my God, nerd.
Did you ever...
I love it.
Did you ever figure out like what, parang how you learned and absorb things best?
Me?
Yeah. I'm curious.
I'm not really sure. I used to like to write notes and just memorize it from there.
But parang I think if what happens to you is like you memorize it, as you later on you'll forget it.
Yeah,
right?
I think there's a problem with retention there for because it's so memorization lang eh. Parang walang application. Pero you know, that's why I was like, I can do lawyer. Your face.
Pero parang it common naman yun sa ating lahat. Mm. So hindi naman dahil nakakalimot ka, di ba, weak na yung brain mo. But it's more, you have to kasi practice.
Yeah.
So pagka lagi mong ginagamit, mas tumitibay yung yung memory or mas nalulubog siya dun sa long term.
Yeah.
So baka you have no use for it lang, kaya you forget.
Parang memorize, quiz, and it's out.
Yes.
Like that.
Yeah.
Ito nga, ang gulo mo.
Post number two.
Parang sinasama yung mga teachers yung hindi kinuturuan mo ayos dati.
Dapat kasi si Teacher Sab. Oh, ito, galing kay Mary Eunice Galleros. I am an audiovisual learner. Ooh, she knows. Of course, this is the learning technique that I have always found works best for me. I can completely interact with the content and I recall it more successfully when I can see and hear it at the same time. As a visual and auditory learner, one of the key advantages is the capacity to process information from several sources. I find that this learning approach helps me to completely engage with the information and improve my learning experience because I am a visual and auditory learner as well. Like, comment, or share.
Comment kasi magdadagdag ako na according to research, when your brain actually sees an image with a word, it's more effective.
Okay.
It's also more effective if it's an image and then somebody is talking about the image. So parang it's really just how your brain works also.
Yeah.
So, pero hindi daw i-recommend ng research na sabay. Mm. Na you're reading and then may nagsasabi. Uh-huh. And then you're, so parang it's
one
a lot of
time.
Different, parang, so it's, yun, so ang tawag dyan, multimodal, parang mas effective daw nga yun. So kaya mapapansin mo sa mga mas bata, may picture tapos may word sa baba.
Yeah.
Kasi that's effective.
Mm.
Or minsan sa kindergarten rooms, meron silang kungwari pinto, tapos may salita na nakalagay sa taas, pinto.
Yeah.
Ganun.
Katabi ng picture.
Oo. Importante din yon, parang how near para the word is to the actual image.
Para ma-associate.
Oo. Ma-associate. At saka tingnan nyo, your brain kasi works in through pictures eh. Halimbawa, if you close your eyes, tapos sabihin ko, dog. Anong naiisip mo? Yung word na dog o yung picture image ng isang dog?
Picture.
Diba? Hindi mo maiisip na dog tas D-O-G yung lumalabas sa brain mo.
Yes.
Pictures talaga nag-work yung brain mo. So halimbawa, si Mary Eunice, diba, mahilig siya sa visual.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi parang nakakatulong talaga yon. So when you summarize using mind maps, when you draw,
uh-oh,
tapos para maalala mo, that helps your brain remember.
I'm just curious, like, parang she was doing like a self-reflection or something when she posted that.
I know. I love it. Bakit kaya niya sinabi, like, yeah, no?
Yeah.
Nakakatuwa.
If you're watching this, could you just let me know? I'm curious. Parang...
Hi, Mary.
Saan ang galing? Oh, galing.
There you go. Let's go with Rohit with the HIIT habits.
Mm.
I looked for the best tutorial or the best course until I figured that I learned faster when I applied my own learning style.
Wow! Ano ang learning style ni Rohit? Do we give this a like, comment, or share?
Ano ba, teka, bago mag-comment? Alam mo ito yung para yung mga atinistang gumagawa ng essay. Inikot lang yung thought niya na wala talaga siyang sinasabi. Sorry, bro. Para feeling ko nagsulat na ako ng ganito nung high school.
Tapos tayo na lang yung ano bang yung professional about this?
Yung English teacher ko naman lang sabihin niya, yeah, but what is the learning style, di ba?
Oh. Pero siguro kung ano natin, kung bibigyan natin siya ng kulugan, I guess yung motivation yung sinasabi niya, no, meron siyang choice dun sa learning niya, yung ganon. And totoo yun, kasi yung research naman on intrinsic motivation, meaning hindi mo kailangan ng reward, outside reward para gustuhin mo yung gawin yung isang bagay.
Okay.
So yung intrinsic motivation ng isang tao, naka-hinge siya on three things, sabi ng research. Yung una, a sense of parang no capacity, na kaya mo to. And then second, a sense of autonomy na may choice ka na, uy, ito yung gusto kong way, di ba? So like what he's saying, di ba? And then the third one is a sense of belonging. At sobrang important nun na kapag hindi mo feel na safe yung environment, na matututo ka, pinapagalitan ka lagi kung mali ka, ganyan, hindi mo makukuha yung motivation ng ikaw lang, na gusto mong matuto lang. So in a way, parang si Rohit, at HIIT habits, baka
cool,
yun yung sinasabi niya. Na parang hindi ko kailangan yung mga ano nila. Parang I want to discover my own style.
Oo.
So okay.
Ang galing.
Ganun kasi yun. Ang galing.
Hinanapan niya ng
meaning.
Hinanapan niya ng meaning.
Okay, ito. Deborah Kate Ryan. Oh. Diversity. All caps. Of learning style.
Pero bakit may ellipsis?
Of learning style. Babe, ano ba?
Wait for it, may ganun.
Kailangan ano, with feelings.
Siguro ano, share, no? Parang babe, parents
natin. Diversity!
Na, parang parents natin mag-text eh, no? Kumain ka na ba? Dot.
Sumasakit ulo.
Diversity of
learning
styles.
Respecting diversity is imperative to the learning process.
Right.
No one learns in the same way. Each student deserves to be taught in the learning style that is best suited for maximum learning potential. In other words, individualized instruction at each student's level, pacing, and learning mode. Every student deserves individualized learning. Modern education seeks to honor these individual learning differences. Diversity is progress. Diversity respects individualism. Wow.
Man, how do we react to this?
Wow, I'm like speechless. Like, comment, or share.
Like na lang. Marami na siyang sinabi. Okay naman tayo dyan.
Sige na po, Miss Deborah.
Oo.
Okay, okay. Agree.
Si Miss Deborah.
Actually, but that is my question. Kasi diba, sabi niya, individualized learning. And I hear that a lot eh.
Uh-oh.
Parang when you talk to, when I talk to my friends who have children, they're like, parang ayoko na sa ganito. Where we came from, blah, blah. Kasi iba, parang, but ito, individualized learning, is it literally individualized learning in the sense that you're in a classroom pero you're trying to discover how student A should learn as opposed to how student B, C, D learns?
For me, kasi halimbawa ako, nagtuturo ako sa public school, which is more traditional talaga. Sa progressive schools, mas kaya to.
Okay.
Diba? They allow nga yung time na sila mamimili, ano gagawin, etc. But for, kuwari, a public school, I need kasi to teach a group eh.
Right.
That's a certain time, a certain curriculum, ganyan, iba na fixed.
Yeah.
I respect, so this is how siguro I would respect individualism, pero yung individual progress. I cannot assume that a student or all of my students get it at the same time.
Yeah.
So what I observe are those struggling ones and the best ones, which I can siguro prompt to help the struggling ones. So talagang ako nagmamanman ako. So whenever they do their actions, di ba yung kanina, parang yeah. artery veins, ganyan, I look around and see, sino yung nagsastruggle? Nasabihin to. Yeah, yeah, pag nagtuturuan sila, umiikot ako, pinapakinggan ko, saan kayo nahihirapan? Mm-hmm. And then yun yung, hindi, parang it's okay to make mistakes, ganun mm-hmm. sa klase.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's okay when you're here and then dadali namin kayo doon. Ang goal namin talaga sa klase, lahat gagaling. Lahat gagaling. So,
okay,
kung mahina ka, uh-huh. gagaling ka. Pero uh-huh. kung magaling ka na, gagaling ka pa. Basta lahat tayo aangat. Yun yung goal. So, meron parang, although it's lahat, may sense of, I need to take care of the yeah. individual right, also, right, the right, progress, right. para lahat talaga gumaling. So, that's how you also manage yung diversity. Kasi you have to find out, nung nagsustruggle siya, ano yung best way you approach yung students? Minsan, it's not even the learning style eh. Mm. It's confidence. Mm. It's growth mindset. Hindi naniniwala yung bata na kaya niya. Mm. Sobrang sakit nun, di ba? Na meron akong kid na...
Is that... common in
it's
your...
common oh. na walang tiwala sa sarili. So, hindi nga na hindi magaling eh. Hindi lang siya naniniwala. So, meron akong kid na every time magkukwiz ako, ayaw niya mag-quiz. Ayaw niya mag-quiz. Hindi ako kumukuha ng papel, hindi nangihiram ng ballpen kung kailangan. Tapos, tinanong ko na siya parang, ano bang problema? Tapos, hindi, ma'am, wala. Tapos, sabi ko, alam mo, upuan natin. Tapos sabi niya, ma'am, kasi tingin ko hindi ko kaya. Tinignan ko yung grades niya before, grade 5, grade 4, lahat, line of 7. Umulit siya ng ilang grade levels, ganyan. Sabi ko, kaya naman pala. Tapos sabi ko, alam mo kuya, may papakita ko sa'yo. Papakita ko sa'yo, kaya mo. Upuan natin. So tinuruan ko siya ng lesson. Tapos sabi ko, mag-quiz tayo ha, kasi kailangan mo ng grade eh.
Yeah.
Tapos nung chinek namin yung quiz, naka 9 over 10 siya. Alam
wow.
mo yung ako hindi ko makakalimutan yung mukha nung kid nung chinek niya yung sarili niyang papel, tapos tumingin siya sa akin, tapos parang hindi siya makapaniwala.
Aww.
First time niyang pumasa.
Wow.
Tapos sabi ko, pero ikaw yan. Nagtanong lang ako, ikaw yung sumagot niyan. Ibig sabihin, kaya mo. Yung ganun, hindi nga mahina siya.
Hindi lang siya
naniniwala sa sarili niya. So, yeah, parang you have to also figure out as a teacher or as a mother or as a parent, diba? Saan yung hirap nung bata? Saan siya nagsustruggle? Hindi, it's not just about here eh, but it might be here also.
Wow. But I can only imagine the require, parang, I don't know the right word for it, but like, yung the level that's required of you to observe and understand each of them. Because like, you're in a group and you have to try
go
to,
around,
diba?
Yeah.
Wow, that's tough, huh?
Tough work.
Oh, kaya mo ba yun?
Hindi.
Hindi, pag teacher ka, you'll be trained eh.
Yeah.
I'm teaching for 15 years.
So,
makukuha mo na rin talaga siya.
Dito tayo kay post.
Bakit sa'yo may ikle, babe?
Sinadyaya ng production team natin. Wag mo nakunin, akin na nga yan eh. Diba?
Oh, ito.
Oh,
galing
post
kay
Naksh.
Naksh naman?
Gusto mo bang...
Hindi ko na.
Sinetap mo ba yun? Kasi gusto mo mag-Naksh naman?
Oo.
Kainis. Ito, distilling things down to its essence is the best way to learn. Anong reaction natin dyan? Like, comment, or share?
Comment, para dagdagan lang natin ng kaunti. Oo, kasi kung kaya mong gawing mas simple daw, mas mapapalalim mo yung pagkakaintindi mo dun sa isang bagay. Hindi ito mamimilosopiya lang.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pero really, parang if you can explain things to a kid,
kaya
mo siya i-break down to a kid. Ibig sabihin, kaya siya maintindi ng kahit sino. Kahit napaka-complex pa ng topic. So yes, distilling things down to its essence is the best way to learn.
And I think also like the best way to communicate, diba? Sometimes when you try to say a lot of complicated things, di talaga nila maintindi.
Yeah. What is love? Charat.
Oh,
what is its essence?
Try to simplify. Okay.
Gusto ko yung kanina, parang ano eh, no?
Alin?
Go-comment si Sab, tapos parang you're like...
Yeah.
Kasi nagka-Tagalog siya.
Oh, hey! Marunong po ako mag-Tagalog. So, ayan. Salamat, Sab, sa participate.
Gusto ko yung nag-Tagalog siya. Alam mo kaya kanina, medyo tumatawa sa sabi mo. Yung nagsabi mo, nagmamanman ako sa ka, she doesn't know what that means.
Kino-context clues ko na lang.
Sige, gawin mo nga to.
Salamat, Teacher Sab, sa pag... What's participate?
Paglahok
sa aming laro. Dapat pati yung ano natin, yung intrusion natin, babe, Tagalog.
Oh, sige. Have it all at home.
Wag na, okay. Have it all at home with PLDT Home Fiber on the all 1799. Get everything you need now in one upgrade.
Enjoy unlimited internet speeds of up to 200 Mbps that comes with a special entertainment bundle plus more exciting promos and giveaways monthly.
Just visit pldthome.com/fiber-upgrade for more details.
Now, let's go back. Let's go back to our neuroscience discussion.
Yes. Yan. Oh, kasi kanina, she mentioned guardians, parents. Kasi when it comes to teaching naman, it's not just in the classroom environment.
Mm-mm.
How can we, well, tayo, I don't really know, but how can parents or guardians recognize yung mga learning styles? Kunyari sa bahay, how to teach their kids better?
Ako, based from my own experience, kailangan nag-enjoy din yung bata matuto sa bahay, pero merong boundaries. So, lalo na nung pandemic, diba? Na hindi mo na alam, kahit tayo nung pandemic, hindi mo alam kung, wait, workspace ko ba to? O personal space, wala na, nag-merge na.
Yeah.
Pero sa kids, importante yung malinaw saan siya dapat nag-aaral versus saan siya naglalaro. Because if it's the same, malilito siya. Hindi niya ma-form yung habit, no? Parang ganyan. Importante sa bata ang consistency. Yun. Hindi lang pala sa bata, pati sa adults.
Okay. Parang ako din, yes.
Pag inconsistent ka sa relationship, medyo nakakalito yan. Ako confused, di ba? Pero, pag yan, lalo na sa kids, kasi
may
foundational.
May
pinaliringan
ka ba?
Wala. Ayun, pero, so sa parents, ang tip ko, make the home a safe learning environment as well. Dapat kaya magtanong ng bata sa'yo. Yung ganon. Kasi, kaya nga, iba-iba yung mga kids, diba, ng learning styles. Pero kung hindi sila makapagtanong sa'yo, paano mo malalaman? Kung paano? Dapat nag-observe ka rin ng iyong anak, diba, ng inaalagaan mo na, ano ba yung, saan ba siya nag-e-enjoy?
Yeah.
Diba, ganyan. Tapos, ako, ito talaga, sorry, short kwento lang. Kasi nung pandemic, merong dinala sa aking kid na grade 3, si Amanda. So cute, very cute girl, pero dinala siya sa akin kasi ayaw niya nang pumasok.
Ooh.
As in, start pa lang ng school year, ganyan. Tapos sabi ko, bakit? May nang bully ba sa'yo? May nang away ba sa'yo? Wala naman daw. Pero alam mo kung saan siya takot? Takot siya sa science, takot siya sa math, takot siyang matuto. Hindi daw niya masabi yung panatang makabayan nung unang week nila ng klase, natakot siya mapagalitan. So, ayaw niya na pumasok. Tapos, nung hinukay ko further, ano bang nangyayari? Yung mom niya pala nung pandemic, lagi siyang pinapagalitan while answering the mojo. So, for 2 years, nagagalit si mom kapag may mali, pag hindi naintindihan. So, ngayon, onting bagay lang na dapat niyang matutunan, pero hindi niya masabi, takot na siya. Tapos, ayaw niya nang matutunan. At to the point na ayaw niyang pumasok.
Oh, that's sad.
So, ako grabe. So, ang laki ng effect po, no, na parang ako minsan pagkatakot yung bata matuto kasi nahiya siyang magkamali, ang tanong ko, sino nagturo sa bata to na mali ang magkamali? Diba? Kasi dapat, bilang kids, okay lang dapat magkamali . Kasi it's part of learning. Pero kung tinuro sa'yo na mali, tapos natatakot ka na tuloy magkamali, that's not a healthy learning environment.
Right.
That's not even healthy as a human being,
right,
natakot
right,
kang
right,
magkamali.
Yes. Right, right.
So, yun, parang ako, parents, just make sure na the kid feels safe to ask, to learn, di ba? Huwag yung pagalitan palagi kapag hindi nakukuha. Be more patient kasi hindi naman nila kagad yan. Bata pa yan eh. Di ba? Marami pa siyang matututuhan, di ba?
But that, I think, just taking off from that, I think that is very common. I feel as though there's some settings where you can get the impression na bawal magkamali. Di ba?
Yeah.
Even at home.
Mm-mm.
Diba?
Lalo na kung mataas yung pressure, diba? Lalo na pag-performing yung bata. So, meron pa ngang studies na the more na-performing yung bata, the more na de-decline yung motivation nila to learn. Bakit? Pressure.
Yeah. Parang the fear of failing.
Yeah.
Diba? Didn't you tell me before you also had you parang some kind of feeling like that?
Yeah.
Parang takot na takot ka.
I feel like, for me personally, sobrang nag-iba siya. Kasi grade school, sobrang baba ng grades ko. Like, I really wouldn't study. I'm like, ah, whatever.
Not surprised.
Wow. And then one day, parang I had a really bad report card. Like, really bad. Apat yung F ko. So I was like, oh, sakit. Tapos after that, sobrang OA naman yung, parang I really tried to outperform this. And then when it got to college, parang I didn't wanna, like, yeah, I think it was the fear of failing na because I was doing so well. I didn't want to go back to my 4F era. So, medyo may pressure talaga siya, I think.
But it also gave you a sense kasi of accomplishment na kaya mo eh.
Mm-mm.
Yun lang yun eh. Kailangan mong patunayan sa sarili mo that you can do it.
Mm-mm.
And for every kid, that's really important that they have a taste of success.
Mm.
Yun, if for the kid na kinukwento ko kanina na first time maka-9, first time makapasa sa quiz,
yeah,
diba?
Cool.
Parang that's ano eh, parang core memory yon eh.
Diba?
And dadalin mo yon for you to accomplish other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know like yours, but me, I don't know, maybe my my parents were conditioned that I didn't study a lot. So, nung law school, my mom was just telling me, sige, okay lang, basta pumasa ka.
Wala
expectations. Oh. pumasa ka lang, parang ganyan. But, so yun, parang no pressure naman. Diba?
But no pressure lang.
Are there like study hacks or study tips that you think parents or guardians should look into?
Yeah, ano, very practical ones actually. Kasi you have to create that space nga. So no matter how small your space is, lalo nung pandemic yung mga kids ko kasi talagang walang tables.
May corner lang. Ganun.
Meron silang, may picture kami na pinadala nung mom na, alam mo yung lalagyan ng biskwit na marami, na bucket.
Yeah.
Yun yung table. Kasi wala nga silang table, tabi-tabi sila. So it was really hard to, to create that space. And alam mo, yun yung siguro masakit as a teacher nung pandemic. Kasi imbis na grade down mo kung ano yung kakayahan talaga nila, nag-grade down mo yung konteksto nila.
Mm.
Hindi talaga yung, di ba, nag-grade down mo kung anong meron sila sa bahay na hindi mo sinasadya. Kasi kung meron silang internet, nakakapasok sila online, nakaka-attend ng klase, natututo. So, nag-grade down mo ng maayos. Pero kung wala ka rin mag-grade. So, sakit, no? Pero, yan yung konteksto ng karamihan ng mga Pilipino, di ba? So, siguro yung tip ko lang, no? Kung talagang mahalaga yung pag-aaral ng mga anak nyo, make sure lang to create that space. So, kahit maliit na corner, basta dun lang siya lagi nag-aaral. Pero make sure that corner is well-lighted, may ilaw siya.
Yeah.
Yung, nandun yung notebook niya. Tapos, sabi ni James Clear sa Atomic Habits, hindi importante yung goal. Importante yung system ang gagawin mo sa sarili mo to reach that goal. Kasi if the system works, then you'll be able to reach that goal, diba? If the system doesn't work, wala kang, hindi mo na ma-reach yung goal.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Hindi yun yung dapat mo i-focus. I-focus mo yung ano itatayo mo sa paligid mo to make it work for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, halimbawa, hindi nagigising yung anak mo ng maaga para pumasok. Ano ang hihahanda mo para sa anak mo para mabilis na lang siyang magising? Maliligo na ba siya the night before? Dapat?
Yeah.
Yung uniform ba niya? Dapat nandyan na yung sapatos niya, pagbaba ng paa niya, nandun na yung shoes niya para makatulong na, alam mo yun, push na yun sa kanya. Diba? So, that's the same thing for learning.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Yung favorite
cool.
notebook ba niya at ballpen niya yung nandun para maengganyo sa magsulat ng notes niya at aralin, di ba? Ang mahalaga rin yung time. Dapat regular yung time. Consistent nga eh. So pag uwi ba niya, matutulog ba muna siya bago siya maglaro? O matutulog muna siya bago siya maggawa ng assignment, saka siya maglalaro. Pero dapat consistent yung oras na yun. So if it's 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, dapat always 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Ganon. Ganon ka dapat ka-firm.
Wow.
Hindi sa bawal maglaro. Ah.
Right.
Pwede maglaro.
But the scheduling
may schedule
also,
dapat.
Yeah.
Pwede mag-phone, pero may schedule dapat. Ganon. Para hindi kayo nag-aaway ng anak mo, alam niyo yung gagawin niya.
Mm.
Pag nasanay na siya doon, di ba? So less emotional ano din. Kasi make sure, yun nga, yung emotional thing that is parang experienced by your daughter, your son, really important. If they're scared, they wouldn't learn. If it's fun, diba? So, pwede mo i-gamify ang learning at home. diba? Marami sa internet, you can search for, I mean, you can use your PLDT Wi-Fi to search different strategies, diba? Print kang template ng schedule niya, lagay mo dun sa study area niya, print kang goal niya, anong goal niya? Gusto ba niya maging engineer? Print a picture, i-AI mo kung gusto mo, picture niya na naka-engineer outfit. It helps kasi those things. And then ako, yung practical note din na tabihan mo, parang tutukan mo, nandun ka, mahalaga yung presensya mo. Kasi bonding mo na rin yun, di ba? With your son or your daughter. Yun. So yung maganda.
So there has to be like really an effort to create a conducive space for learning and absorbing all these things, di ba?
Yeah.
And you know, making a good, parang nice home for learning. Diba?
Yeah.
No. Galing. Oo. Kasi I curious, parang what I've heard sometimes people would tell me like, oh, mga study hacks, you listen to like, let's say classical music. I don't know. Does that help?
Yes.
I never
really.
Pero,
I never tried.
Pero depende rin. Parang minsan gusto mo talaga tahimik. Kung magsusulat ako, gusto ko talaga super tahimik. So depende rin talaga sa'yo. Pero pag nagbabasa ako, tas gusto ko lang relax. Music, ganyan. Pero hindi pwedeng, yun nga, dapat sa mga magulang nakapatay yung TV pag nag-aaral yung anak nyo. So kayo din. Kasi baka one room lang kayo, nanonood ka ng TV, gumagawa ng homework yung anak mo, hindi, kailangan mo rin mag-sacrifice sa bit talaga. Oo, kasi ano, teleserye ko na eh. Diba? Ito na yung K-drama. So, hindi, mahalaga yun na ikaw din. Sundan mo yung schedule nung anak mo. Kasi pag nag-break ka dun, wala na.
Yeah.
Diba?
So parents, guardians, take down notes. I'm just, you know, curious kasi like, I heard about that classical music thing. Parang, I don't know if that's like an accidental discovery for me. But when I was preparing for the bar, I listened to like 3 songs over and over again the entire time I was studying. I don't even know what songs they are. Like, they're parang instrumental from YouTube that I just kind of like screen recorded or something. Ganyan. Tapos, pag naririnig ko siya, even up until now, parang naalala ko kung ano yung binasa ko.
Oh, memorize mo pa si Bilkong.
Itest mo, Bea.
Okay, natin.
So, yun. Parang galing. Hindi ko alam kung... Kung that has like it's a hack or it's a tip or
bakit it's a learning style for you.
Maybe. I don't know. Right? I don't know.
Actually, diba? Mas yung effect sa yun niya sa memory mo. Mm-mm.
Maybe.
Parang may association of the parang certain smells ano din, diba? It has an effect on you.
Yeah.
If you smell something like tapos it triggers a memory inside. Yeah.
Maybe.
So,
maybe I should record pala ko yung mga utos mo, no? Wow! naalala ko lang. Naalala ko lang dagi. Diba? Pero, yun nga. Also, diba, syempre, we're trying to address like learning styles while during school. Diba? And how children and how your students absorb what you're teaching them. Does that also have a benefit from when they graduate or for when they move to the real world?
Tayo, learning. Kasi lifelong learning, learners naman talaga tayo dapat. Yeah. Parang your brain doesn't stop learning just because it gets older. Mm-hmm. Actually, yung tawag doon, neuroplasticity. So your brain continuously learns, no? Even as an adult or even pag senior ka na, you can learn new things. Yun yung magical about the brain and yun yung power niya, no? At the more nga you learn, the more you use it, the more na it doesn't degenerate.
So,
mahalaga pa nga yun pag older ka eh. So, para sa atin, ganun, mas busy lang kasing brains natin, di ba? Mas marami tayong iniisip, mas marami din tayong emotions. Pero, supposedly, mas alam din natin i-regulate ang mga bagay na ito, no? Importante yun eh, kasi ang emotional regulation, handling big emotions, it affects how you learn. So, halimbawa, hindi ka makafocus sa work. Bakit? Kasi yung bigat nung nangyari sa bahay, di ba? So, tayo, mas reflective din tayo as adults na kung nasan tayo, kung ano. So, gamitin nyo yung self-reflection na yon, yung capability na yon as adults to figure out, no, how do you really want to learn stuff. Diba? Tapos, dapat curious ka pa rin. You ask a lot of questions para you never stop learning. So, tas yun din, siguro as adults, marami din kasi tayo na experience na failures. So dapat mas sanay na rin tayo na ano to pick ourselves up from our mistakes, 'di ba? Na hindi tayo dapat takot sa feedback. Yun naman eh, nagta-transition lang yung teaching in different forms na. Hindi na siya teacher lang.
Yeah.
You learn from kwari making mistakes. Ah, yung pinasa kong report ayaw ni boss. So your boss now becomes your teacher. So it's a matter of looking around you. Sino na ba yung mga teachers ko ngayon?
Mm-mm.
Diba? Hindi lang siya tao. It can be experiences. Diba? Ay, mali pala when I turned right. Even yung navigating the world eh.
Yeah,
diba?
Yeah,
when I use pala, mas okay pala sa akin si mapa pa rin kaysa sa... Diba? So, yun. Parang even the use of AI. So many technologies nowadays na nag-come up. How did you learn those? I mean, how did you learn how to do TikToks? Diba? I mean, if you really want it, you can learn. So, kung ano naman yung... It's like also muscle memory of how you learn from your childhood. Mahalaga din yun kasi na-practice ka na. Kuwari, math. Mm-hmm. Minsan, it doesn't make sense. Diba? Yeah. Saan ko magagamitin to? Pero the discipline of doing math, that's what you use. Diba? May perspective ka ng, wait, I can compute kasi you learn this from ano. So, yun. Interesting.
That's I like that. I like that thought. Like, you never stop learning. Diba? And I think that's also important for us. Like, you sometimes tell me that that's your concern, diba? Like, you want to keep your ano.
Yeah. I have like mental games on my cell phone. Yung parang everyday my challenge. Yung ano, may math siya, may English.
Nice.
So I was like, diba, magsusudoku lang ako. So, parang, I guess, it's not just that naman eh. It's not just the academic, sabi nga ni Teacher Sab. Even our work can be teachers.
Who's do you have like in mind, like if I ask you now, it's like a favorite teacher, like a person that has taught you
as a teacher
that has taught you something that you know just made an impact.
Ako hindi to medyo cheesy to, pero
no,
yung best teachers ko, students ko.
Wow.
As in, parang when I observe them, minsan kinikilig ako kasi natututo ako while teaching them.
Yeah.
Sobrang weird, no? At the same time, siya nangyari, I was teaching them, tapos pero parang may sinabi siya na parang, oh my God, ang galing nito. Ganon. So, parang may time na halimbawa, umiikot ako looking at them nung nagtiteach sila sa isa't isa, tapos parang ako, wait, maybe I can try questioning this way. So, magtatanong ako, and then, nag-work. Sabi ko, oh my God, sige, I'll try it to another kid. Tapos, nag-work ulit siya. So, parang, dami tinuturo sa akin ng kids. So, it makes me a better person, a better teacher. But also, parang important for us to also learn to take care of ourselves. Part of learning is actually making your brain breathe.
Okay.
So, dapat hindi ka laging work lang. Importante to, ha? So, akala natin wala siyang connection dun sa parang efficiency natin, productivity natin.
Yeah.
But it does have an impact, getting enough sleep. Diba? As an adult, ito na yung kulang na tayo ng tulog kasi nasa stress tayo.
Yeah.
Parang, actually, your body needs to rest, diba? So, yung mga R&R going for trips or travels, ganyan. Or doing something na hindi work, importante yun. So, halimbawa, ako, every year, I try to learn a new skill na walang kinalaman sa teaching. So, this year, I learned ballet.
Wow.
Last year, actually, I started. Ganyan. There was a year I wanted to learn ukulele. So, now I know how to play ukulele. Parang ganyan. So, this year, I want to enroll myself sa voice lessons.
Wow.
Try lang, di ba?
Invite nyo kami sa concert.
Oh my God. Layo pa.
Nag-play siya.
Nag-ukulele.
Habang nag-ballet, tapos kumakanta pa.
Oo, nag-violin din ako. Yung parang, ano bang gusto mong, what parang exciting lagi? Parang,
I like
you want to learn, di ba?
That's nice.
You should
as a couple,
do that.
What do you want to learn together?
Me?
Learn together.
I don't know, learn together?
We've always said we wanted to take some parang lessons for like Japanese or Chinese.
Yeah, languages. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Parang, I think languages, I used to be able to speak kasi like Mandarin, but I didn't practice it a lot and now parang nawala siya at
rusty
all.
Rusty na.
Not even rusty. Parang
as in,
just
wala
totally
wala
not
siya
there.
Kasi kausap. Sorry,
yeah.
Wala akong alam.
Yeah, so,
so
parang yun. Like learning languages, I think, is something that we want to look into.
Oh,
maybe
yeah,
we should.
Ito na, ito na.
It's a sign. It's a sign. This podcast.
Accountability. Yeah, accountability. Watching it 1 year from now, you should be able to speak Mandarin.
Okay, kahit basics lang. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, you can say PLDT 1799 Mandarin. Pero eto, like, you know, I could, you know, just talking to you, I feel the purpose, the advocacy. How do you think, you know, our Philippine education system matches what you believe in? And do you think parang it can catch up to all the styles that you've been advocating also?
Napakahirap na.
O nga eh.
Ang lalim ng, wait lang, hukayin ko muna.
Kasi deep.
Hindi, pero,
I'm grading
good
it.
Question. Actually, good question. No, I think, malayo pa yung tatakbuhin ng Philippine education system. Lalo na sa public school. Mm. Ako, ang concern ko lang talaga, I need to focus on my students.
Right.
Diba? Basta masabi nila na, ma'am, kaya ko na, ang galing ko na. Alam ko nagawa ko yung trabaho ko. Mm-mm. Ayoko nga marinig na, ma'am, ang galing mo magturo. Kasi pagtuturo, hindi yan tungkol sa amin, sa atin, di ba, as teachers. Pero tungkol yan dun sa bata. So, hindi pa ganun yung system eh. Hindi siya tumitingin pa masyado dun sa kids. Mm-hmm. Hindi siya pa as student-centered as we would like it to be. So, ito, learning styles is just one component of the things that we need to think about
and improve
in terms of the education system. So many. And I'm really worried for the next generation kasi ang daming nangyayari, ang daming kailangan ayusin.
How do you feel like we should do to be able to progress in that area?
Ano to eh, the tricky thing about a large scale system, ang dami niyang gears.
Right.
So there's a component of health and nutrition. You know that isa tayo sa buong mundo na maraming malnourished children in schools.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Diba? 0 to 5.
Yes.
Ano sila? Ang tawag sa kanila, severely wasted.
Mm.
And hindi daw yan naayos. Parang once pinanganak sila, tas hindi na nag-develop yung brain nila, ano na siya? It's really hard to recover from that. Mm. Diba? So, we really have to focus on beginning years pa lang. So, health and nutrition and mental health, etc. Dapat may tumututok doon. Diba? Meron kang aspeto ng social justice and safety and protection ng kids.
Mm.
Maraming kids are bullied. Diba? Maraming kids abused. Sino tumututok doon? Hindi siya pwedeng, kung pagtuturo lang,
mm-mm,
okay lang. I mean, kaya ko magturo lang.
Mm-hmm.
Pero kung ang pumapasok yung estudyante ko, dala lahat ng iba yung problema na to. Yung ang hirap di sila makakain, walang trabaho yung magulang na. So the economic thing, jobs.
Right.
Diba? Job security. Naka-impact na. Kasi pag naghahanap sila ng jobs, sinong nag-absent yung estudyante ko? Pag naghahanap ng job yung magulang niya kasi wala magbabantay sa mga kapatid.
Yeah.
So wala na naman siya sa school.
Yeah.
Naka-apekto siya sa access. So all of these things, hindi pwedeng teachers, schools lang, DepEd lang yung sumasagot. It has to be a whole community talaga. So, halimbawa, ang question ko sa ibang mga tao, kahit hindi education ang space mo, how can you contribute to this? How can you help address the context of a family, of a Filipino family? Kasi if you fix that, then yung mga estudyante namin, okay din. Diba? So, kabit-kabit siya.
And there has to be a collective effort from a lot of areas, di ba?
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Wow. Ikaw, ano sagot
mo doon? Hirapan ako doon. Ikaw,
dumugo ilong mo?
Hirapan ako. How do you contribute? Oh, mapapaisip na lahat ng ating mga viewers, listeners.
Yeah, how will you guys contribute, di ba?
Oo.
Yeah, diba? Siguro as a parent, importante yun. So mga parents na nakikinig sa atin, di ba? Na you make sure na you take care of your kids. It's the best way that you can. Alam ko minsan mahirap talagang buhay. Pero buhos mo lang kasi ito yung future nyo eh. Future ng pamilya nyo, di ba? Yung bata.
Yeah.
So, yun. Sige lang. Parang mahirap sa ngayon. Pero hindi naman. Sana mahirap forever.
Yeah.
Yung ganun. Yeah. Invest siya. It's a risk, di ba? Tapos ano din. Even kaming mga teachers eh. Every year nagtataya kami sa bawat bata. Minsan nabibigo kami. But you will never stop. Di ba? Ano. Risking. Yan. So, tuloy lang. Pero, wag niyong sabihin, ako ayoko na narinig sa Pilipino na ganito naman palagi eh. Mm-mm. Okay na to eh.
Yeah.
Hindi pwede, wag mong sabihin yun kasi wala pa tayo sa okay.
Yes.
Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
So laban, tuloy. Yeah, yeah. Pagandahin natin yung buhay, di ba? Yeah. Ng bawat isa. So,
I like that. Mm-mm. I like that.
Mm-mm.
And I, parang feeling ko that's a nice, impactful way to reach out and, you know, make your audience think. So everyone's like listening right now, di ba? How do you contribute?
Oo, kahit little things muna. Yeah. Start from your home and maybe you can check out the NGOs as well. Or,
yeah.
Yeah.
Di ba? Mm-hmm. Then, pero, you know what? We're now, because we're talking about all these thought-provoking things,
mm-hmm.
I think it's like high time to check if you guys have a quote of the day. Di ba? Para ito yung may iwan natin sa mga naikinig, sa mga nanunood. During our conversation today, was there any thought, anything said that tumatak sa'yo, diba, na parang you would wanna, I guess, post on social media?
Yeah.
As maybe your status, I don't know.
Ganun yun eh. Actually, uh-uh. That's the point of uh-uh. quote of the day.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll start with Bea.
Okay.
Sige, sige. I saw Sam looking at me. She was like, don't. Her face is like.
Teacher look yan. Teacher
no,
look yan.
Her face is like, don't I'm glad you dare got start it. With
yes,
me. No, I like to pick up on stuff. I think I'm able to pick up on stuff quickly.
Yeah. Accept ko naman na lagi akong una dito. My favorite, and I would post a video or a tweet of like the artery away from heart and vein back to your heart. That's my favorite part because I, you know, that's like a science fact that I just learned today or like I just remember today and I don't think I'll ever forget it.
Diba?
Ever.
Diba?
Galing eh. Oh, yun yung fun.
Yeah.
Oh, dapat meron tayong serious. Wow! Dalawa! Oh,
wow!
Wow!
Wow! Face!
You're ano ah?
A student.
Yeah, ano tayo? Yo. Dagdagan.
Bonus section.
Babe, if you're not being graded
bonus
here,
points,
right?
Bonus points, bonus points.
Hindi mo ito kailangan
but
ah.
But in English. this one I liked also. The fact that she said that there should be a safe space to learn always. And I think this applies not just, you know, at home, at school. I think everywhere to learn how to do anything, basically, without being made fun of or, you know, being judged. Saan ang gagaling yun? Who knows? But yes, I believe that is very important. Yeah. Ikaw.
Wah! Galing naman. 9
aww.
Over 10.
Aw. Paano
nine
maging 10?
9 over 10.
Paano maging 10?
Pag Tagalog. If you're able to deliver it. No, me? Ah, there were so many good things that were discussed today. But mine is like two, I think. Like the first one is, and this is personal to me, na parang even at this stage you don't stop learning and then you try to learn something new every day because like sometimes I and that particular thought resonated with me because parang when I look at my younger sisters who are still in school I'm like I can't imagine like being in school again and then trying to learn all these things diba tapos mas mahaba pa yung K-12 now diba at the time to turn school but then I might be forgetting that I'm actually learning something new still.
Yeah.
Even as I'm working in an environment where even as I'm already part of the system, diba?
Uh-oh.
And then the second one, syempre, dalawa din yung akin. Hindi tayo papatalo.
Honor
students.
Hindi tayo papatalo. Hindi tayo papatalo.
Pwede kami.
Hindi, tatluhin kayo akin. Gusto
oh, no!
No, but the other one is yung ano, because I asked the question, diba, parang how we move forward. It's not just about the educational system. There's a whole lot of social justice involved. And that to me, I relate to that a lot. Kasi also in my field, diba, parang there's a lot of injustice that people like, go through. And injustice, to me, comes in many different forms. It's not necessarily, you know, being in front of a court and losing a case even if you think you're right, blah, blah. But injustice as in parang diba ito yung hindi ka tinutulungan ng gobyerno or parang hindi mo nakukuha yung dapat na nakukuha mo.
Mm-mm.
Parang ganun. Then so yung sinabi mo rin kasi kanina, at pangatlo na, then yung sinabi mo rin kanina, I think yung, if you're not able to develop, let's say, or you're severely malnourished at an early age, that your brain won't even cope up. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
So that to me, that like, parang, ano yung sa mga filo that struck you?
Yeah.
Oo, di ba? Parang, napaisip ako dun.
Irreversible yung damage.
Oo, irreversible yung damage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yun yung sa mga akin.
Oh, bakit three tatlo things. Yung sa'yo? Dagdagan ko, tsaka. Dagdagan ko, bigla yung sa akin. Warp! Oh, isa pa. Para apat.
Sige, ano?
Whole brain learning.
Okay. Yes. She's just like spitting out like all these terms, man. No, but for you, yes. is there anything that you'd want to maybe, I don't know, tweet about?
Ako siguro I'll create another quote. Hindi naman ganun. Yeah. Pero parang just to add lang, reflecting on what you've also shared, you got from this conversation, I really think that, you know, learning can transform society, di ba? Turuan natin yung mga Pilipinong mag-isip, matuto.
Yeah.
Ang dami nang magagawa nun eh. Diba? So we're talking about learning styles. Pero bakit natin ito pinag-uusapan? Kasi mahalaga na hindi tayo tumigil. Dahil sana magamit natin kung ano yung matutunan natin para mag-angat ng iba.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're getting it, diba? If you have that capacity, kasi sa ngayon, it's really a privilege to go to good schools, diba?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you have that privilege, use whatever you learned to help other people, to help fellow Filipinos.
That's nice.
And then create that space for them to learn. Mm-hmm. Para lahat tayo, lahat gagaling. Siguro yun yung last quote ko, diba? Lahat gagaling. Sana lahat ng Pilipino gumaling. So yun. Parang the importance of learning. So whether magpatuloy yung mga estudyante ko sa school o huminto sila, ang point ay matututo pa rin ba sila para maiangat nila yung sarili nila at magkaroon ng mas magandang buhay. So yun.
Ano?
May additional quote ako. Learning can transform society.
Oo. Yes, Bea. Nagtawag, teacher. Okay.
Mag-angat tayo ng isa't isa. Okay, so
stop it.
Thank you so much, Teacher Sab, for spending time with us today and for teaching us all of the different learning styles as well. Kung hahanapin namin kayo sa socials or where can we find you?
Ako ay social media introvert pero nasa Facebook ako. So look for me, Sabrina Ongkiko, yung makulay yung profile picture. Nasa Instagram din ako. At Sabrina Ongkiko.
Yay!
There you go. Just spelled out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hindi ko alam kung hindi ako marunong mag-handle ng mga ganyan. No, so yun lang.
But just so if they wanna find you, they know that's Sabrina Ongkiko with a K.
Yes. Oo, tayo babe.
Well, me, it's just at JekTu across all social media platforms.
Uh-huh. And mine is at Bea_Benedicto across all social media platforms too.
My gosh. No, but you know what? Like, this has been a very thought-provoking episode for me. It brings back a lot of what I was taught in high school and in college. Especially all the Theo and the Philo classes.
Mm-mm.
Parang ganun.
Yeah.
Na minsan, paglabas mo, nakakalimutan mo na. Diba?
Naks, nagpa-Tagalog siya doon ah. Thank you for having me.
Dude, I know how to… Magaling ako mag-Tagalog. Magaling ako mag-Tagalog.
Good job.
Diba? Pero that wraps up our episode for today.
Yay!
And for, you know, more internet things. Diba? You gotta do this. It's like internet things. There you go. And the latest updates and trends, follow PLDT Home on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or X, TikTok, and YouTube.
Have it all at home with PLDT Home Fiber only, all 1799. Get everything you need now in one upgrade.
If you guys want to create a nice space for learning, get PLDT Fiber only, all 1799. Para you can enjoy also unlimited internet speeds of up to 200 Mbps and comes with a special entertainment bundle plus more exciting promos and giveaways monthly.
Just visit pldthome.com/fiber-upgrade for more details.
This has been Convos at Home by PLDT Home.
A space for conversations best shared at home.
Catch you guys next time. Bye!
You You just listened to Convos at Home by PLDT Home.
You can catch us live on Twitter or X Spaces and on demand on YouTube, TikTok, or wherever you get your podcast.
Follow PLDT Home on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter or X, YouTube, TikTok, and wherever you get your podcast.